Hello, listeners, and welcome to the Grid Code. Every week, we analyze pressing topics in the Nigerian electricity supply industry. I am Ada Elemide, your host for today. This week, we'll be talking about the relationship between the cost-reflective tariff and the service-reflective tariff. The Nigerian Electricity Regulatory Commission recently began the implementation of a new tariffing system, which is based on service delivery by the distribution companies. A lot of consumers, however, lack an understanding of how this new tariff system works. Joining me today to explain the relationship between both tariff regimes is Chibueze Eke, an energy consultant. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Thank you very much, Ada.
I'd like you, Mr. Chibueze, to expatiate on what a cost-reflective tariff is.
A cost-reflective tariff is simply a price that customers, especially in Nigeria here, pay that covers the cost of generating the power, transmitting the power, and distributing the power.
The tariff we currently pay reflects all these charges?
No, the tariff we currently pay actually do not reflect all these charges. But what the regulator did starting from September 1st was to come up with what is called service reflective tariffs. So what this means is that rather than allow the distribution companies to charge cost-reflective tariff across all their customer categories and in all clusters, what they have done is they have created a system whereby customers are able to pay fairly for the quality of supply, so that if you're living in an area and you get 20 hours of supply, you should be able to pay more than somebody who gets 4 hours of supply. And for those who get below 12 hours of supply, there will be no increase in tariff.
Essentially, a service reflective tariff is like the relationship between a cost reflective tariff and service delivery
to the consumers. Yes.
What can the consumer do to improve service delivery?
I think that, like the saying goes, customer is king. And in the Nigerian electricity market today, the customer is really now the one who should be able to sort of drive the market in terms of being able to pay for the power and be able to then enjoy supply based on what they pay for. And one thing that I think can be useful is for customers to be able to relate with their suppliers, the distribution companies, as well as even the regulator in terms of giving feedback on the quality of supply. So what I mean is customers now might be able to validate information about the hours that they get per day, so that if customers are put on a 16-hour supply band and they pay a tariff commensurate with that, however, they realize that at the end of the month, on average, they got about 13 hours, for example, they should be able to report this information to the regulator so that their tariffs can be revised downwards. That way, they are being charged a fair price for the quality of supply that they get.
With this current service delivery tariffs, how can the discos improve their revenue stream?
The regulator has been talking about lately minimum remittance obligation. And what that means is that they expect the discos to pay a minimum amount. Different discos have different thresholds to pay and then remit upstream through MBET and then also pay the market operator. So, for example, we know about the Magodo example in Lagos, where Ikeja Electric is able to engage with different estates and monitor power consumption. So discos can come up with such structures where in the urban areas, they can actually ring fence clusters and improve supply and earn their revenue. And then in those rural areas, sub-franchise these areas, allow mini-grid developers who are able to do up to 1 megawatt under the regulation to take up those areas and improve supply, and then be able to pay the distribution company what is called distribution use of system charge.
As a citizen of Nigeria, everybody is entitled to electricity access. When you mention focusing on urban areas, since they get more revenue from those areas, okay, what happens to those in rural areas? But you've covered that. In conclusion, we the consumers expect that if we have to pay higher electricity bills due to service delivery, we hope this tariffs we pay goes upstream. Thank you, Mr. Chibueze, for joining us for this very short session, and we hope to have you back soon.
Thank you very much.